Right now on VFN TV, six successful strategies for small business owners. Right now.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm Greg Lancaster. This is John, and we are Hello. Talking about strategies for small business owners. That actually, most of the businesses in America, really yes. the world, but definitely America, are small businesses.
Those are the ones that employ most of America's
yes,
small businesses.
Yes, and thank the Lord we have a very good economy right now
no
for
doubt.
The small business owner. You had a situation where you just talked to Florida's corporate secretaries about
incorporation. Yeah, 2 weeks behind. About 13,000 new businesses.
13,000 new
in
businesses.
Florida.
Held up in it. And your son was that? Your son's.
Yes, my
two men's sons.
Yes, starting a business.
Starting a business. And the small business owner, sometimes it can be because it's a small business that you could be really just so busy making the widgets, doing the service that you can't really think about the things that you need to be able to do.
Well, there's two aspects of business, right? Working in the business and then working on the business.
Right.
And we run into that so many times talking and coaching with small business owners because they're doing an amazing job on the everyday grind. But the problem is so many times is that by the time you get off and you're ready to work on the business, you're either exhausted, you're tired, and then you don't have another person that you could really go back and forth with, talk about strategies and policies and all different types of stuff.
And that's one thing at VFNKB
Absolutely.
That we do, because it's in you already, that passion's inside of you, but you can get so bogged down, you need somebody to be like a soundboard to tap into those gifts and talents and call.
And also to find out what's happening in the rest of the field.
Yes.
You know, you're so in the grind doing your own thing in your own business that you don't know what the market's doing. And so getting that type of feedback is excellent.
Yeah. By the way, if you have not yet joined the VFNKB community, you need to join it. Like-minded individuals going for success, encouraging each other. It's VFNKBcommunity.com. We're going to talk about six specific strategies for running a successful business. And one, the very first one we're going to talk about is it's all about attitude. I might think about this when you think about any kind of motivational person, any person that's trying to encourage people. They're always talking about, you gotta have the right movements. You gotta have the right actions. Your words have to be right.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen right now what he has to say and we'll come back.
My advice to small business is that when you boil it down, it's all about attitude. You come up with an idea. You want to get somewhere with the idea. You've got all the odds stacked against you. You've got little or no means. And you go out there and you make it happen.
There's something so special about, when you're first starting your business, that's when people grow the most. The fastest church growth moment is in a new church plant
startup.
Or the big startup. And then all of a sudden when you get, to some place that you think is okay, you start, for some reason you can't grow like you used to. You lose that first passion.
It's complacency, happens. It's cheesy. We've all heard the quote, but your attitude will determine your altitude, right? But it's true.
Right.
It's true. You only can go to the level that you believe you can go. And if the attitude, the mindset comes down and you're not as positive, it's just amazing how that, having that type of attitude will determine everything else.
Well, so you got to think about, what are some ways that I can change my attitude?
Yeah.
There's so many things coming at you to give you a negative attitude. Just running a business alone, you have taxes, you have,
employees
and payroll
vendors.
and vendors and
problems.
That's your job. You're a problem solver.
That's right.
And so you have to think about a routine that you can do that helps you get into your place of your right attitude. It's different for everyone.
Right.
But, and then go to that place before you start doing business that day.
Yeah.
So you show up with the attitude. Because you think about it, if you're the owner and you're leading the vision, you're leading the company, and your attitude's not well, that's just going to radiate through all your products. And it's not that the company's not good, and it's not that you're not good. It's the fact that you didn't tap into the importance of attitude.
Yeah. It's one of the things we talk about in coaching is that your state of mind is determined by the attitude. And normally what happens is that something bad happened, and now it's overtaken your mind.
Right.
And all of a sudden, your state of mind is depressed, it's worried, it's stressed out. One of the things you can do to break out of that, what happens a lot of times is that this thing can go on, that mental state.
Yeah, yeah.
hours, days, weeks? What does that cost you in production? What does that cost
from payroll to payroll?
Oh yeah. Right. In motivation to your employees.
Right.
And so you got to ask yourself, what's good about this situation? That's the first thing. You know, you got to start changing and shifting from that mental state over to a positive mental state. And the first question you should ask yourself is, what's good about this? And because what that'll trigger in your mind is like, well, wait a minute, there's hope. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. Or maybe I can take this step. Before you know it, you'll transition into a positive attitude.
It pushes your mind there, because if you've got so many bad things quite often, you're handling problem after problem.
Yeah.
So you have to force yourself to move into a, because there's something good there, obviously.
There is.
You're living part of the American dream. You own your own dream.
You're the boss man and the boss lady.
The boss.
Is you.
And they say that, you know, if you make the very same thing that you made working for somebody, you know, in your own business, that's awesome, because then you have the freedom you have for being an owner.
Yeah.
And more, you know, able to use your time wisely, that type of thing. But it's just amazing. Attitude is so important. I'd say attitude determines your latitude. You're on a map that you can move yourself around by a good attitude or a bad attitude. But you can change it.
You can change your
attitude.
You can change it, not just yours, but those that are surrounding you. So you may do a good job in coaching yourself, motivating yourself, changing your mental state. But if the employees, your senior management, your team, if their attitude is in the tank, that stuff can be contagious. So one of the things, too, that we recommend is having a daily huddle sometimes with your team to refocus everybody on what
we're
doing.
Remind everybody, yeah.
You know, who's our customer? Why are we here?
What's our purpose?
What's
vision?
Our purpose?
Right.
And that helps us to align ourselves, right? Pick up our attitude and realize it's not about us and what we have going on.
Right.
It's about taking care of the people that are in front of us and solving problems.
I don't know if you've signed up yet for this, for the coaching for VFNKB, but John teaches an awesome thing to employees to be able to encourage. Think about you're trying to lead your company, and what imagine having somebody to come in there and encourage them and inspire them that agrees with what you're doing in your company, but just kind of gives them another angle. Sometimes you just need another voice and some skills, some sympathy. And it's amazing, you know, how many employees don't understand that your income comes from that customer, you know.
Yes.
Don't pass that table by looking the other direction. That's how we got this company here.
Baby, this is how we eat and pay all the bills, you know.
Right.
We're excited that they're coming in. So, we're not closed. We're not closing in 2 minutes. You're welcome to come on in, you know.
So I want to encourage you, if you haven't signed up for one of those coaching classes with John, you definitely want to do it. And we have things that will be there for your employees, not just you, but to inspire you as well. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about our next strategy, about don't be afraid. You got to jump in with both feet. And that's so important, because you can't be squeamish, because if you are the leader, it's your business, you have to be the first one putting your foot in the water. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back. You don't have to leave this place the way that you came. You will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God, and we meet the creator of heaven and earth, and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you've got to tell everybody about it. You've got to shout it from the rooftop. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. I've met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
We are about to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like this nation has never seen before.
It is time for the redeemed of the Lord to claim the promises of God. It is opening.
Things are changing. Things are changing. You can't stop it. It's changing.
from glory to glory, from greater to greater, from faith to faith.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We are talking six strategies to be able to empower you as a small business owner. Next, we're going to go to Byron Dixon, the founder and CEO of MicroFresh, as he's talking about how important it is to not be afraid. You got to jump in with both feet. If you're going to be the business owner, you got to be the first one with your feet in the water. Check it out.
Don't be afraid. Jump in with both feet. You're going to get cold in the plunge pool, but go for it and don't go half-hearted.
You're going to get a bit of cold in the plunge pool, but you know, it's across the pond.
You
got to
just across the pond.
But that's so important. It's just get, and you think about it, you can lose your confidence sometimes, sure. You know, when you're in business and you got excited at first, and then you all of a sudden you got bogged down with taxes, yeah. And accountants and
customers.
And customers asking you to pay attention to every detail, and you're not used to necessarily paying attention to all those details going on.
And it's important now because you're the boss. You know, you're the person who's leading at the top. So if you're afraid, everything that you know you do, it's going to be contagious, whether good or bad. So it's going to trickle down, and if you don't want fear to trickle down, you want to be confident. And if you are, you know, fearful, don't show it. You know?
Yeah, the thing is too is that you got to rediscover the why. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but. Yeah. You know, that you've lost confidence in your service or product. So you've got to be your biggest supporter. Yeah. And if you're not selling something that you believe in or providing something you believe in, you need to switch what you're doing.
You've got to be the best salesman for your product. Yeah. We've seen it so many times. Someone get in business and they hire their sales out, but you're the one that's leading it. You've got to learn to be in love with the thing that you're offering and believe that nobody can offer it better. because that's going to spread all the way
and
across.
One way you know how to do that is you actually buy your own product and your own service. You can build your confidence in doing that. A lot of investors say, you know, you want me to invest in your company. How much are you investing in your company? Mm. And you find out they're not investing in their company. And it's like, you're asking me to you're asking me to use a product that you don't, you know, you're selling that car, make a car. You don't drive that kind of
car.
That's
right.
And so you got to really be able, and if you do, I mean, there's something about it when you're like, you live it, you drive it, you breathe it, you know, and that people see that radiating. He's like, you got to have this. This is the thing, you know, and it needs to be the thing, but you can get so many opportunities to be in so many different things. But you got to just keep your confidence, you know, and jump in with both feet.
That's why joining a community like our community is so important.
The VFNKB
because,
community. Yeah.
Join VFN. In fact, you can go to VFNKBCommunity.com and join today because you're going to be encouraged. You know, sometimes we all experience these daunting things that face us, but you don't have to be alone. You can be with other like-minded people and say, get back out there.
There's nothing more calming to have someone else who's in, maybe not the same business, but they're in business. It's pretty much the same. And they're going, listen, I was there last month. You can do it. You can make it. I'm standing up for you. And sometimes as a business owner, you don't have any people saying they're standing up for you, you know, and so you're, say, somebody's standing with you. The VFNKB community, go there, VFNKBCommunity.com, and join the community, begin and get into the conversation.
You know, say, thinking too that, you know, this business advice is for small business owners, but really, these strategies are transferable.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in any type of sales, if you're working, you're in job, you know, what you want to be is make sure that you have these things on the inside of you so that you can have the success that you want and deserve.
Well, think about this. Our next one we're going to talk about is Holly Tucker. She's the founder of Holly and Company, right?
Yep, Holly and Company.
When she's talking about trust your gut, this is so important because when you start your company and start your business, you did it because you just had that feeling, you know, that unction to be able to start it. You got to find that again sometimes when you start second guessing or you hire somebody that's an administrative person and they start thinking too much about what you're doing and they're not moving by their gut because they don't carry the vision. First, let's go to her and talk more about it.
My advice to a small business owner is actually an age-old classic, I think, and that's my gut, that your gut feel is 100% correct.
It's 100%. So you're thinking about this, that's exciting. That's what got you in the business. You know, something inside you said that, you know, I'm meant for more than this. You know, I complained when I was working for somebody, but now I am the one who's running the company and doing it.
Well, talk to us about that. Yeah, one time you owned a plastics company.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you have to just trust your gut? Not what the papers say, not what the account says, not what the employees say. Yeah. But how many times did you have to dig deep and go,
well, you're making payroll, right?
Yeah.
And employees are going like, oh, you're the only one getting paid this week. What are you looking about? Oh, my goodness, right? Yeah, and there's some people you just kind of keep in the back when the company shows up. You don't want to mess with you. But you own your own business. It is exciting. I mean, it's a responsibility, but it's exciting about it. I mean, God gives us the ability to be able to do and gives us talents and gifts. And But you're constantly working. You're working with customers. You're working with employees. You're working with vendors, you know, in regards to how you're treating them. And you have to remember because there is a lot of head that has to go on. You have to get your brain active in things, but you can't submit to your brain. You have to submit to God, but also submit to the Spirit of God in you that's giving you the unction, that gut, that feeling. Don't just go by haphazardly. I write about that in my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Your Success. You know, some people call, you know, it a crapshoot. This is not a crapshoot. This is not guessing at something.
Yeah.
This is a very strategic thing that's thought out, but in your gut. This is the right thing for you. You're the only one that can do that because you're the one that's been given that unction to be able to go with it. So that's a good strategy to be able to first find your gut. You know, what is it, that feeling, that unction? What gives you this great feeling of participating? And when you're sitting with a client, potential client, and if something tells you, I'm telling you, give you some wisdom, something inside that don't do this deal,
oh,
and you're
my
thinking,
goodness.
But it's so much money in this deal. And then you feel that unction, your gut, your spirit, it's the Spirit of God going, don't do this deal. And you go, but it's so much money. And then after you do the deal, 6 weeks later, you're going like, why did I ever do this deal? I'll give it all back.
I've walked away from deals like that.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. Yeah. If I was the Holy Spirit leading me, say, don't do this. That's not business you want. You know?
Right. And that's your gut. You know, following how the Lord, and he'll lead you to better business.
No doubt.
Than that. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, we are going to go right into talking specifically about being an optimist about what's going on. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back. The key to a healthy marriage is to keep your eyes wide open before you wed and half closed thereafter.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Last year, there were close to 2.5 million divorces in the United States. And part of the problem is the tendency for young men and women to marry virtual strangers. Oh, I know a typical couple talks for countless hours before the courtship period, and they believe they know each other. But a dating relationship is designed to conceal information, not reveal it. Consequently, the bride and groom often enter into marriage with an array of private opinions about how life will be lived after the wedding, and the stage is set for major problems. For this reason, I strongly believe that each engaged couple should participate in at least 6 to 10 sessions with a competent marriage counselor in order to identify the assumptions that each partner holds and to work through areas of potential conflict. Some couples discover through this process that they have major problems that hadn't surfaced until then, and they agree to either postpone or call off the wedding. Others work through their conflicts and proceed toward marriage with increased confidence. Premarital counseling is the key. If the tragedy of divorce could be reduced by even 5%, it would certainly be worth the effort.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking 6 strategies for small business success. John, who are we going to next?
Richard Node, Vice President, Vice Chairman, actually, of Goldman Sachs. And he shares with us about maintaining your optimism and how intensity really counts. Take a look.
Maintain your optimism and just remember that intensity really counts.
Well, that was it. Intensity really counts. That wasn't too intense, was it? Well, listen, intensity counts. That's why sometimes when you think about it, if you're talking, you see us with energy, you see us talking on television the way we're talking right now to you, or talking to you in the community, we actually put extra effort to lean into it because you want to be able to be involved when you think about it. But yeah. If somebody's going to speak motivationally to somebody, if you're going to speak to a potential client or you're trying to communicate the value of something, stand up. And talk to them on the phone when you're standing. Create a sense of urgency. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to lean over and go, hey, you know, I got this product. You know, that having that kind of intensity.
You smile know? While you dial. Believe me, they can see, they can feel that smile over that phone. And it's interesting that he said maintain your optimism.
Right.
You know, there's a maintenance that has to happen in your own personal life, especially when you're thinking about your attitude or how you look at, you know, things in your life or in your business. You have to do the maintenance work to keep seeing the vision.
And even in the daytime, like say you work 8 hours, for example, or maybe more, but you even in that day, you have to maintain your optimism. You may know when you need to eat something. You know, you may know that you may get up early and get your morning routine, and by around, you know, noon or one, you're low on energy. You're low on energy. Your entire day could shift by simply taking a 15-minute nap and then regenerate to be able to go out for that rest. I mean, everything counts. If you're doing that business, then sometimes the wisest thing, if you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you did a morning routine and you're moving along and you did an effective, you know, in that area of your work up to noon, you have lunch with somebody, which is very important when you have lunch with people that you make it count. But then after that, think about it. Depending on where you are, because a lot of people, once you hit after lunch, they just go dive after that. And if you're a business owner, you can't dive after that.
No.
You have to be, you know, on the mark. And so one way to maintain that optimism, sometimes you're not pessimistic. You're just tired.
Yeah,
you just need a breather. You maybe need some water. Sometimes drinking caffeine, too much caffeine takes you up on some loop and then dumps you, you know, like a bad date.
You may need a power nap. Take 15 minutes, go in the closet,
power nap,
and get that power nap and refresh, reboot, and get back out there. It's so important. A lot of times, too, with maintaining optimism, people are so interested in looking at the numbers and they let situations dictate how they feel. You have to be in faith all the time,
right?
And say, it doesn't matter what it looks like, we've got to persevere.
Well, and I don't know if you need to go in your closet to take a nap, but you know, you can get on the couch in the office or whatever you have there. But if 15 minutes could start the rest of your day, like the beginning of your day, and you're responsible for maintaining the optimism, that could really help. I know we're stuck on a nap, but there's all kinds of things, food, diet.
Sure.
Don't hang out with negative people. Don't, you know, the people that are pessimistic. There's some people, they think that's their job. Have I told you lately how bad things are and how things aren't going good? I think you're putting some weight on. My goodness, is your hair thinning out right there? Oh, my. Yeah. Like, we will not have lunch again.
I know
this,
that's
is,
right.
This is not good. This is not good. So maintaining your optimism and your intensity and hanging out with intense people helps. You know, hanging out with some intense people, people that are high energy. And that's why it's important to be a part of like the VFNKB community. If you're watching this, possibly you are. If not, you know, I want to get you to go to VFNKBcommunity.com and get involved, because you want to hang around people who are just as excited or need to be excited like you're excited about being involved in business,
right? No doubt. Join today.
Yes. Our next one is remembering your passion, remembering what's motivated your why in the first place. Who is this, John?
This is Nisha Somaya, partner at Goldman Sachs.
Remember your passion. You'll go through ups and downs, highs and lows. It won't be a smooth journey, but remember what it is that motivated you to start this in the first place.
Simon Sinek designed his entire business around this one thing. What is your why? Mm. Why are you doing what you're doing? And you have to write that down. Every time you make a decision, you need to write down the why you're doing it, what the specific motivation and passion is of why you're doing it, because you're going to need that. You know, you can need it within a month, you can need it within a week.
Because once 24 hours.
Yeah, once you get caught in the weeds, you can go back. And this is what I encourage you to do, to literally write down a specific, you know, goal or vision or what you're doing in your business. Just be very specific, not a wide range of things. And then write down maybe five different reasons why you're doing it, why it's clear. Don't ever doubt in darkness what God's made clear for you, clear to you in the light. Mm. Let me say that again. Don't ever doubt in darkness what God has made clear to you in the light. And what's going to happen is when you're in the light, you're writing that stuff down, because this is important to me, because this has actually changed my business, because this will actually bring me in the increase I need. And write down these becauses. And then the next thing you write down is a few steps on how to get there, but you're going to need to go back, you know,
absolutely,
and read those again. I read some of this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the reason. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, just doing that, because remembering your why. Your why is your energy. It's your passion. It's your enthusiasm. When you see people that look distracted or depressed or whatever, they've lost their why.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They might be on the right target, but they forgot why they're doing it. You know?
You have to remember them, write them down, and post them everywhere. I have them all in my office. Every time I look up, I want to look at that thing and say, that's why I'm doing this. But passion is something that's contagious. So if you have it, you can actually share it and it will rub off. But if you don't have it, that's not a good place to be.
So one way you can actually get your passion is get into the VFNKB community. Go to VFNKBcommunity.com and hang out with like-minded people who are passionate, who when you start hearing their stories, you start thinking like, I have that same passion. I could do this. And people kind of look. And one thing, too, is getting involved, you know, with VFNKB, one of the coaching sessions, to be able to
go to
one of the sessions. Go and get it. Get the book, I Will Fight. It's a free book. Go to VFNKB.com and get the book, I Will Fight. We'll send it to you. And it has 10 strategies to fight for your success. But understand, there's things that happen that you need to know about. If you don't know about those things, when they happen, it could just shift you. And you'll forget your why, and you can't find your why anymore. So those are we have that for you. It's available for you. Go to VFNKB.com and get that. Well, I do want to say this. Listen, we're going to get to the sixth strategy, the sixth one.
That's right.
But what we're going to do, though, this is a very special one. We're going to share this to those that are in our VFNKB community. So if you want to hear the sixth strategy, and we're going to talk in detail about it, we're going to talk about it inside the community. That's right. You're going to see this entire program, including the sixth part strategy, which I believe is going to inspire you. It's going to give you some things you need to know to be able to succeed, but we're going to make that available inside the VFNKB community. You can get there for free. Go to VFNCommunity.com. And I want to pray with you right now before we go. Don't forget to be a part of the community here, the rest of this particular strategy, the sixth strategy for small business success. Father God, I just pray a blessing over those that are watching right now, God, that you would encourage them. Lord, they pick that business up again, to begin to move again, to be inspired in that business, Father God. We just speak success, 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 success. And Lord, we just ask you right now, Father God, over this nation, Father God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third grade awakening, Father God. Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, we thank you for all the jobs that are happening right now. We just pray for men and women to rise to the occasion to fill these positions, Father God, across the land, Father God. And dear God, Jesus, we thank you, Father. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to Himself. And you know, basically, people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go. You stay. You relate. You know. You function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but He won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on VFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits. And these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ, you loved each other, you ate together, you blessed each other, you blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children. Even on their journeys, and so when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that He's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, You don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings and dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.